Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Truly Tan Trapped, written by Jen Storer and read by Rosalind Odes. The dedication reads, for Robert, of course. Episode 1. Picnics, predictions, and an evening of hugger-mugger. Chapter 1. Upstairs in my bedroom. My dog, Awesome, is on his pet trampoline with his head on a Derek the Duck pillow and his big, heavy tail flopped over the side of the frame onto the floor. He is snoring and twitching. Awesome has a busy life now that he lives in the country. It is essential for him to have an afternoon nap. In fact, he has 3 afternoon naps, early, mid, and late. This is his late afternoon nap. I'm sitting at my writing desk, slowly and carefully wrapping a present. I have a roll of sticky tape, which is in a bit of a tangle, and a large sheet of wrapping paper with drawings of funky cats all over it. Not one of these cats looks like our cat, E. This is probably a good thing. E has a sinister and mostly angry face, and his eyes look magical, but not in a good way. If I got a present wrapped in e-paper, I would think that the present was cursed. I would not unwrap it. I would not even touch it. Even though all presents are exciting and intriguing, I would not have anything to do with it. A cursed present is never a welcome present. I have the mind of a great detective. I am suspicious of suspicious wrapping paper. Tan, calls Mum from somewhere downstairs. Come along now. We want to find a good spot for our blanket, up the front, near the choir. Near the choir? Blech. I think I will go even slower. It is not my choice to sit near the choir. Mum wants to be close so she can hear Amber and take thousands of photos. Amber is in the Peppercorn Valley Community Choir. They are called the Country Chirpers for short. The Country Chirpers are performing tonight. They are part of the official festivities. I think they are the only official festivities. They are listed on the invitation and there is a photo and everything. The Country Chirpers must be desperate for somewhere to chirp. I truly think that. Amber hammers on my bedroom door. She is in year 7, but so what? She is still not allowed in here and she knows it. I call my big sisters the lollipops. None of those lollipops are allowed in here and I am banned from their rooms too. This is a basic rule for family living and it is strict.